Oh, never mind. Will you still ain't going? Well, I'm not a liar.
No.
I said a man is money back today because he again implied that there's a little lie. There ain't no lie in me.
God.
Ain't no man preaching the truth that has a lie in it. I said, keep your money, sir. I said, what are you doing to a liar? A stupid man listened to a liar and then sent him an offering? I would send a liar an offering. I won't receive an offering from a man who believes I'm preaching a lie. Oh, you're 98% correct. I'm 100% correct. You're a liar, you dog.
Amen.
What a stupid generation when the Bible told you not to be deceived by any man. And if you don't know what constitutes deceiving, it's lying. That's what deceit is. It's a lie. Amen. It's a lie that is mingled with truth. Very deceitful. Very seductive. A little leaven. I'd like to preach to y'all tonight. I'll plead with you a little bit about acknowledging me when I preach the truth to you. You do that by nodding your head, smiling a little bit, looking at somebody saying, yeah, that's right, uh-huh. If you do that, you might get a little more truth. You ever sit down at somebody, give you a good table and see you like it and say, have some more? Huh? When they see you like what they made, they say, have another piece? They enjoy you eating it, don't they? They enjoy you, huh? Well, if you love truth tonight, you just acknowledge it, you might get a little more. A little more. And you should know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Right now we're working at getting the truth to you to set you free. You're not free yet, so we're trying to set you free. When we get you to set free to where you can say amen to the truth, you'll be made free. Don't be a religious mummy. Praise the Lord, brother Stair. But you heard me tell the story. I was leaving Watertown. I left a brother behind.